First, we need a little handiwork here in the bunker, so let's open the door and welcome in Clarence, our maintenance man.
Yeah, yeah, doesn't matter.
Hey, Clarence.
It's Clarence, the maintenance man.
Yeah, how are you?
Yeah. I was just in y'all's mothership building. I was down in the boiler room giving the pipes the old once over with the monkey wrench.
Yeah, yeah.
And I heard you guys talking about football and baseball.
Yeah.
And reminded me of an old sports story I wanted to tell you guys. And make him do a little fixing on this while he's down there. Oh, I'm just trying to get this all cinched up down there. Get all plumb and flush and everything. This is back a few years ago. I was working a whiz mob. I was in a whiz mob. Used to be a pretty big pickpocketer back in the day.
we were just talking about that.
Oh, were you? That's interesting. Yeah, we had a team. It was me, Prince Phillips, Steve Irwin, the Crocodile Hunter, and Billy Eilish. And
some timeline.
It seemed like there was a local media member on our team, too. Mm-hmm. I can't remember who it was off the top of my head, but... was noted Me Too connoisseur Mike Ducey.
He doesn't go by
hold on,
connoisseur.
I got a leaf blow real quick.
What are you blowing on?
That's way too much power
yeah,
for
me. Anyway, we was working the tourist hot spots in Dallas. Like Dealey Plaza, that's where Deuce loved to work. He loved working in Dealey Plaza because he said it was the site of when he pulled off his greatest job in 1963.
Wow. Oh my goodness.
I don't know if he was born yet.
Yeah, put down the leaf blower.
Anyway, but he was, Deucey was unbelievable. I was the wire and Deuce was the mechanic, as we called it. He was quite the pickpocket, too. He loved robbing women. That was his specialty.
Oh, my gosh.
He was big on lifting women's jewelry. Yeah, and after a big day of pickpocketing in a central location, Deuce would oftentimes put on a jewelry show for our whole team. We would often sit on these salvage couches we had at our gang safe house, and Deuce would put on some sexy song on his jam box and come out wearing all the jewelry and an evening gown. And he'd do a whole strip tease that would go on way too long for us guys in the gang. But, 30 minutes to 90 minutes, somewhere in there.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And, hold on. I got to do a reciprocating saw work here.
What are you working on?
Oh, I just got to get right through this pipe here. Got a little PVC hung up on there.
Just getting that thing flush with a saw.
Deuce, he says he always loves filling in at the ticket because he always pickpockets you. Guys, you blind. He says you guys just fall for it all the time.
Seriously. I've never heard that.
Yeah, he says he does it when he's uncomfortably hugging you guys for a long time.
Oh, yeah, that does happen.
Yeah, said his whole plan has been working. Says he got you acclimated to him being handsy with you for a few years, and all you guys just assume he's doing a routine ball cup when he's really lifting your wallet. Yeah, said he found a pink dill in Norm's underwear once.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, did that, and he said that he said he also pulled a pint of breast milk out of your underwear, George.
No, you did not. Holy cow.
What's going on over there?
I'm just trying to fix stuff and everything. And one time, Deuce said that he was trying to steal Craig's bike. And then, a shotgun fired up in the air. Oh, it's my heart. I can't take it.
Uh-oh.
You okay?
Oh, my heart seized up.
Oh, you need the paddles?
Yeah, I can't. I killed Clear. Clear, somebody shot me.
Hey there, Jerry.
Hit me with a paddle, please. Oh, there we go. We got back on.
Anyways,
that's a sports story I want to tell you. You guys head on down to the boiler room and get some cotton sandies.
Okay, we'll see you, Clarence.
Right, bye, Clarence. Bye.
There he goes, Clarence, our maintenance man.
He looked like a one-man band playing all those instruments.
He's busy today. Got a lot going on.